It's game three from Victoria. The Tips all tied one game apiece with the Royals. Mike Benton with you now for a coach's conversation. And joining us now is Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, in games like these, where can playoff experience make the biggest impact?
I think the more experienced you are, the more you have the ability just to get into the next moment and follow your instincts and habits. So, you know, the less you've had experience with this stuff, the more the pressure or other things might, you know, the distractions of the playoffs, mostly the pressure, just might make you leave your habits. And really, it's really, really important more than any time of year that a player just goes and does his job within our structure. Everybody, every shift has things they need to do based on the situations that are occurring on the ice. And the more you do that, the better off you're going to be. You just get into the next moment. So the more experienced player has the strength of habit, the strength of experience to stay in that, hey, what's my next job I got to get done, stay in that frame of mind. So that's where experience is beneficial.
How do you think a lot of the young guys have handled that kind of pressure in those kind of moments?
I think pretty good right now. And I think it's due to the fact that, except for in the case of Brian King moving to center and Montana Onabuchi and Ian Walker moving from D to forward, other guys have had enough reps during the year that there isn't really, rookie players right now for us. Guys that are new and are considered rookies on the score sheet, Wyatt Wiley or Branson Hine or players like that, Bryce Kindop, they've had enough reps during the year that they're not really playing with a rookie mind in a year. They're playing with a pretty seasoned mind, though it would be fair to put the same critique on someone playing totally out of position where he hasn't had the repetitions of games. And I just mentioned those guys, the D that we're asking to play forwards and the wingers that we're asking to move to center. That wouldn't be fair. So, you know, they're out there having to kind of almost overthink the process just to get the details down because they don't have the habits down from the regular season.
You know, you brought up a great name in Branson Hine, nearly a point per game over the last couple of weeks. That includes regular season and playoffs, and scored a pretty important goal in game three. What parts of his game have made the biggest impact to you in the eyes of a coach?
Well, I think the difference in Branson Hine now in the beginning of the year is just his game is calmer. So that means he's got more confidence. So he to me can take an extra look, hold the puck for an extra second, make a slightly better play. When you first come in, the game moves incredibly fast when you're a rookie. Things just absolutely fly. The longer you play and the more experience you get, the more the game in your mind, the more the game slows down. And you can process all of the different things going out there better, and that comes with experience. And Branson has shown that he's done a very good job after sitting out some games early in the year, and then there was some, you know, trades of forwards, some injuries to forwards, and after kind of biding his time as a first-year player, he got an opportunity to play, and he's gotten much better with the playing opportunity.
What kind of challenge is best delivered to these guys after a home loss in game two?
I don't know that we would phrase it as a challenge. I think we would just phrase it as advice. We do this 72 times during the year. We play and review. And it's always play and review, like taking your car in to see if there's one or two things in your car that need to get fixed before you take it back out on the road again. We've done this. So we go through that process. If there was some things I think that become our focus after game two, a little bit of fix-its would be that, you know, the playoffs always ratchets up about five areas of the game: your physical play, your focus level, so your mental engagement, your courage level you play with on the offensive and defensive side, your work ethic, and your discipline. And so we just want to make sure that our level of play is what playoff hockey should be in all of those areas. And And in many of those areas, we're up, we're competing, you know. Obviously, we competed hard during the regular season. We won the Western Conference and the U.S. Division. So we're not asking our guys to change. We're just saying the playoffs is even 10% more intense. And in some areas, we are in a couple of those areas. I think we could have been a little better the other night. So we tried to tune the car this morning and put it back on the road tonight and see how we do.
All right, Kevin, thank you. That's Kevin Constantine joining us. We'll come back in a moment here from Save On Foods Memorial Center. And you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.